Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today as we go forth into the word and the will of God. We have to understand that when God calls an individual, when he calls a family or a nation for his glory, he gets the glory out of them. It doesn't matter what the enemy says or what it looks like or what circumstances are going against them. God's word has to be accomplished. His will has to be accomplished because God has sworn by his word that he will do what he says. And as we align ourselves, we obey, as we walk in his kingdom principles, we see the demonstration of God like never before in our lives. We see what God has already called before time ever began in his mind, that which he's already predestined and preordained, that which he's already said it belongs to our lives, come to into fruition. We see the manifestation of it. And we know this because the Bible tells us and lets us understand and know in the mind of God, Christ was already crucified. He was already crucified. So this was the justification that God used when he looked at Abraham, when he looked at everyone that believed him righteously and received him, because Christ in his mind had already paid the price. The manifestation came 42 generations later when Jesus shows up and he pays it in that debt in full, and that now we are seated with him in heavenly places. The Holy Spirit is coming to our life by believing and confessing Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's coming to our lives. We receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, and we walk now being led by the Spirit of God, being kingdom people, kingdom-minded, kingdom citizens, walking in the king's light, the king's way, the king's word, doing what he's telling us to do through his word, and we see the release of his power. We see the release of his authority in our lives. This favor life that we talk about is this place where we have favor with God and man. God commands his favor on our lives, and we see that favor show up like it did with Abraham. That favor showed up in Abraham's life, that whenever he was in positions where kings needed to favor him, God allowed him to have favor, and he had victory that showed up. We see this favor with David. When David went into the cave of Adullam, 400 men came there with different problems and different issues, but they believed in the assignment and the vision and the call that God had on David's life, that they came there to help him win the victory in every area of his life until he became the king that sat on the throne. They came, and that victory, every victory that David won was their victory. So God will give you favor with in your life where people will help you stand and win, and they might even not even know that they're helping you. They might give you that job or open that door, give you that information, not understanding that they're helping you win in the place in the area that God has told them to win, for you to win. That process is that of that God takes us through is that process that prepares us for our tomorrow. It makes us and shapes us for our tomorrow. We don't want to be stiff-necked like the first generation of Israelites who rejected God when they came out of Egypt. They did not want the things that God says. They wanted to stay in the place with their old mindset, with that old bondage and that old enslavery place in their life, and not see the greatness of God. And God is saying, I came that you might have life and life more abundantly, that Jesus Christ, if we have been crucified with him, and we know that we are believers and we've been risen with him, that now there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in him, and that there is nothing the enemy can do to hold us, because every chain has been broken. It has been destroyed by Jesus Christ, and that now we move in the line of his divine will, empowered by his spirit, listening and hearing with the mind of him, so that we conquer all that he's told us, all that he's given to us. The Bible also let us know that if we have the faith of Abraham, believing in Jesus Christ and receiving him, that every promise and every blessing that Abraham has, it is ours. So we believe by faith that we're walking into every kingdom principle that God says, because of the dominion that he has given to us, the life that he's given to us, the victory that he's given to us in Christ Jesus. So we thank God for each and every one of you, because that is ours and so much more. And we thank God that he has a purpose and a plan for us. In the time that we have, I'm going to encourage you just a little bit, talking about the weapon of the enemy. I want you to understand that as I'm looking at Isaiah 54, reading verse 4, 10, and then 13 through 17, that there is no weapon. And go back and read the whole verse of Isaiah 54. The first part of it, talking out of the Amplified version, says this: "Fear not, for you shall not be ashamed, neither be confounded or depressed, for you shall not be put to shame, for you shall forget the shame of your youth. And you shall not be seriously, you shall not seriously remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore." What I love about this verse is it tells us that you're not going to be ashamed. And then it goes down further and it says you will not be put to shame. So God is letting us understand and know whatever tactic the enemy is trying, whatever weapon, it's not going to work. And the 10th verse says this: "For though the mountain shall depart, and the hills shall be shaken or removed, yet my love and kindness shall not depart from you, nor shall my covenant of peace and completeness be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you." Then when we look at the 13th through the 17th verse, it says this. It says, "And all your spiritual children," this is speaking to leaders, this is speaking to mentors, this is speaking to those who stand in a place where you have influence and they are now moving in alignment with the will of God, the word of God, the truth of God, and you're seeing change in their life. And God is saying, all of your spiritual children shall be disciples, taught by the Lord, obedient to his will, and great shall be the peace and undisturbed composure of your children. You shall establish yourself in righteousness, in conformity with God's will and order. You shall be far from even the thought of oppression and destruction, for you shall not fear. Let's say that again. You shall not fear, and from terror, for it shall not come near you. Behold," this is wonderful. I love this because this is encouraging. "Behold, they shall gather together and stir up strife, but it is not from me. Whoever stirs up strife against you shall fall and surrender to you." That lets you know that every weapon, no matter who they are, no matter what they're doing in the spirit and in the natural, has to fall and surrender to you because of the God in you and the word that he's spoken concerning you. The 16th verse says, "Behold, I have created the smith who blows on the fire of coals, who produces a weapon for its purpose. And I have created the devastator to destroy. But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment shall be shown to be wrong. The peace, righteousness, security, triumph over opposition is the heritage of the servant of the Lord, those in whom the ideal servant of the Lord is reproduced. This is the righteousness and the vindication which they obtain from me, that is which I impart to them as their justification, says the Lord." I've said this and I've been saying this for years. Once the Lord showed me this, I've said it and I keep saying it. The enemy won't get rich at your expense. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. The enemy will not get rich at your expense. God will not allow it and is not going to allow it. When we read this and it says, "Fear not," this lets us understand that there will be no cause of pain. There will be no threat to us. We will not be ashamed. We will not be embarrassed or walk around with guilt. We will not be confounded. We will not be embarrassed. We will not be thrown into confusion or perplexity. We will not be depressed or in a state of unhappiness or despondency because of what God has spoken to us, because of what God has promised to us. We will look and see the authoritative power of God as we look to the hill of help and the word of God is accomplished in our life. We will not be put to shame. We will not suffer shame or disgrace or embarrassment or be outdone or surpassed or outperformed by wickedness and those who operate in wickedness. They might form the weapon, but the weapon is not going to prosper. It's going to turn in your favor. It's going to move and your good. It's going to work together for your good because God is for you. He be for you, as I say all the time. And if he is, he's more than the whole world against you. All we have to do is trust God. Allow the process of what he wants to do in us to be done. Whatever it is he wants to work in us and work through us through this, it's going to happen as we submit. And as we align ourselves, guess what's happening? God is fighting the battle for us. We are not having to go out and do it at our own means, do it our own self, do underhanded things, make things happen by the way we want. God is in control and he knows exactly how to give us an assured victory in our lives. These verses let us understand and know that God has given us an assurance of his eternal love, his eternal covenant, his promises that he will not forsake and that he will never remove his love from us. It lets us understand and know that no matter what the enemy does, every tongue that speaks propaganda against us, the Lord is going to condemn. That means in the spirit realm and in the natural, every tongue that speaks against us, every word and every word curse and every action and every deed and every wicked heart, God is saying, I know how to fight for you and condemn these things. Trust me and let me be God because I've already told you the weapon will not prosper against you. The Lord is the one who equips us to stand against every weapon of the enemy through our faith in Jesus Christ and the authority of Jesus Christ and the blood of Jesus Christ and the word of God by the leading of his spirit, understanding and knowing who we are and whose we are and the kingdom that is inside of us, that we are kingdom ambassadors and God himself is going to fight for us and give us an assured victory. We have to understand and know that. When we handle it ourselves, that means we have to keep it. But because we belong to God, we are his children, and he has a covenant promise with us. His word unto us has to be accomplished. He has to accomplish what he said. He's sworn by himself that he would do exactly what he said. So when my ways please God, every enemy is my footstool, and it doesn't matter when they become the footstool. I already know that they are already the footstool of the word of God. That means I'm not worried about the day that I see them fall, the day that I see it change. I already have victory because I'm standing and fighting from the victory that Christ has already won. I'm not trying to create something that's called victory. I already have it. It's already working for my good. It's already working in your favor. You've got to know that. As you stand on the word of God and be determined that you're going to let God arise, because as you let God arise, living on Christ, his word, his will aligned to him, every enemy will be scattered. God knows exactly how to avenge you. He knows how to bring forth what he says. He knows how to move you. He knows how to promote you. He knows how to establish you. He knows how to bless you. He knows how to heal you. He knows how to lift you up. He knows how to change it. He knows how to do all of those things as we trust in him. And trust that he already knows the beginning and the end, and he knows exactly where he wants us to go, and he knows how to get the glory out of our life because we belong to him. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me for Favor Life, the process of there, where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God, and we see the greatness of God as kingdom citizens manifest in our lives. Understand and know that you've already been called and commanded to be more, and because you are, God has already said, I will work out my good will, my good purpose for your life. Be blessed until the next time. In Jesus' name.